Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
So, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Steph and Clay didn't walk out with the win yesterday, did they?
No.
But they're still regarded widely as two of the best shooters to have ever played the game, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, the technology that they use to own their craft, it's here.
Okay.
It's here in Memphis.
It's here in this town.
It's called Shoot 360.
Tell me more.
It's one of the dopest things I've ever seen. You know me as a prolific shooter myself. Mm-hmm. They just opened up in Collierville. So if you've got an aspiring basketball player, take CJ, for example.
All right.
He wants to be a professional basketball player.
Yes.
You want to help him improve, don't you?
Of course. As his dad.
So you take him to Shoot 360. Their technology that they've got measures every jump shot that you take. The arc, the depth, the direction. It's going to tell you exactly what you have to improve on, exactly what tweaks you need to make. They've got the same technology available, not just for jump shooting, for dribbling, for passing, everything.
Wow.
It will break you down as a basketball player. It's a basketball haven, awesome facility. If you're an aspiring player yourself, you're going to love it. If you have a basketball player in the family, they are going to love it. Located at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. For more information, all you have to do, visit them on the web, shoot360memphis.com. Tell them Patty Pump and the Kango Kid sent you. All right, so on Twitter last night, Stephen A. Smith apologized. He said, "I am sorry, for I have sinned against the Grizzlies. I wrote those brothers off. 10 in a row. I mean, it was about time, bro. How many did they need? Did they have to win 10? Goodness gracious, maybe 6 wasn't enough, 7 wasn't enough.
I have slept on these brothers.
I have slept." You can hear him saying it almost, can't you?
"I know Ja Morant is special, but I love their size, athleticism, depth, and perimeter shooting. This team is a legitimate threat in the West. They have my attention."
So here's the question, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Do you, as a Memphian, riding high? I mean, I am so high.
We're riding pretty high today.
On the Grizzlies right now, Jason, I can hear heaven.
That's sweet.
That's a lyric from Nickelback.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm actually, it did get you out of your usual Raiders garb. "This man is head-to-toe in Grizzlies today. Usually he's 5 days a week, the man dressed in black like Johnny Cash."
And this is a playoff.
I really like it.
And this is a playoff week, by the way.
That's literally what they said on First Take this morning. They were like, "We're sorry. We know it's NFL wild card weekend, but we're going to start this show with Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies." They did that there.
Yeah.
That's what these Grizzlies are doing to people.
Well, they
making
earned
folks
it.
Apologize.
They earned,
making John change clothes.
They earned the wardrobe change. I will say that right now. But do you, as a Grizzlies fan, accept Stephen A's apology and welcome him onto the bandwagon?
I see what you're doing.
Or do you say, "Bitch, you want to win me shooting in the gym?"
Wow. Yes.
I mean, that is the lyric.
Mm-hmm.
That is the lyric. I didn't add that. That was not a gratuitous ad. Okay? 535-3776-535-ESPN.
Do you accept his apology or stay the hell where you are, basically?
Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome to the show. Sam,
we got you.
Hey, can you? Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yep.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, bro?
Well, brother.
Hey, not much, man. No, I don't accept his apology. He can kick rocks, man. Forget all of them.
Everybody. Kendrick Perkins is okay, right?
I like Kendrick Perkins. I like Jay Will, too. Jay Will, he repped it. He lets people know. This morning, he was letting them know, hey, I'm with Grizz. I'm with Ja Morant. This team is special. And they've been on it. Jay Will and Kendrick Perkins, those are the only two. But
that's
the rest of them, they can go to hell.
All right, Sam. I like that energy. I like that energy a lot.
Let them burn in hell.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. That's why. Closer to where I am with it. That's closer to where, I mean,
let them rot in hell.
That's what Jeff wrote about Iguodala.
I mean, I kind of, with Stephen A., again, he was ready to take your team to Seattle, okay? So I kind of feel you on that.
Did you feel like Jeff's column on Iguodala was harsh back in the day? Well, he said he can rot.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's crazy. I'll be honest. Like, this is the
He did say he can rot.
This is the one thing I'm going to say, the one criticism I have about last night. Folks, we have got to move on from the Iguodala thing. That was nothing. That was nothing. He wanted to play for a different team. He was old as hell.
Yeah, but it was first time, right? Yeah. Since then, I'm okay
was
with it. Just once. I thought that's what
I feel like he played again.
I think I want to tell
Maybe
you
not.
That G and J figured that out during their show.
But I was like, that was just such a non-thing that, like, I feel no emotion.
I hear what
emotion.
You're saying.
I feel no emotion.
You're saying
about
we've
Andre.
Graduated from even needing to feel any kind of way about
it. I mean,
that.
He stinks. He's not a relevant basketball player anymore. And he wasn't when he got traded to the Grizzlies.
I still think that feeling's based in the sort of same sort of disrespect that our last caller felt from Stephen A. That was felt before. I think, still think it's based in that you saw, or some ish.
Yeah.
I still think it's based in that.
535-3776-535
ESPN. About moving on.
Do you accept Stephen A.'s apology? We will be passing this along to our people at ESPN. We go to Mike. Mike, you're on.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Is this Mike from Mike and Halsey?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't think there's any Ann Halsey part to it. I think it's just
there absolutely is, fool. He was under Halsey's skin.
So, look, they need to get right with the point God right now, or apparently we'll banish them to hell, because they are going to be spending the next 15 years coming to Memphis, Tennessee to watch the young bull Ja Morant eat these legends' hearts in front of them. And if Jaren's there, if Tyus is the backup point guard, if Bain is all-time three-point leader, they're going to have to come to Memphis, Tennessee and see us. So they need to pay atonement now. Yeah, I will accept your apology, but I will not accept any more blasphemy beyond that point of your apology, because Ja Morant is the face of the future of the NBA, and the future is now.
Yep. Hey, Mike.
That was poetic, brother. Are you reading this? That was just poetic? Just poetic. Yeah. Poetry.
We got to send that. I mean, maybe he would get a response from Halsey if she could hear that, you know? Maybe she would be impressed by his words.
That's a man who's willing to forgive.
Yeah.
They say unforgiveness is a sin, John.
Unforgiveness is a sin.
Because it can consume you.
Okay. We go to DJ. DJ, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, Jason and John? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, look, I know the good Lord teaches us to forgive and forget and let go, Stephen A. going to keep that apology, keep that energy and direct it towards Kyrie Irving again like he normally do. Memphis don't need your respect, because look where we are without it. And we're just going to keep on doing us, and, you know, shout out to Kendrick Perkins, Jay Will, and Monica McNutt as well, too, because she shows us love also.
Good one.
She does.
Good one.
She sure does.
That's right.
We got this. We got this, though.
Yep.
But now, Stephen A., keep your apology, bro.
Hey, I appreciate the call.
I feel
DJ.
The vibe. I feel it.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Do you accept? I think we have only had one person. Only Mike from Memphis has.
Well, it's only been three calls, John.
I know, but
so
that's
far.
Not a good pace we're on right now. I mean, Stephen A., it does not feel like he is welcome here. We go to Jay. Jay, you're on.
Stephen A. Smith can keep that apology. We don't need it. He wanted to move us to Seattle.
Yep, true.
We don't need it. All right? And I called back in the summer, and talking about Jaren Jackson, and I want to know where those clowns are at that doubted him. I want to know where they're at now. They probably hide somewhere. But that's all I got to say, guys.
Jay, thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Stephen A. said he has been asleep on those brothers. But he is now awake.
You have my attention. I think you're right. We're kicking on 75% here for Stephen A. to kick rocks.
Yeah.
So right now, that that side is winning.
But you accept his apology, don't you?
I think I do.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean that's kind of what I try to teach, right? I try to live. It's hard sometimes.
It is.
It's very hard.
Because, and it's not the way you always lived. It's a way that you have, in the last four or five, and I give you credit for that, you have.
Oh, gee, thanks for your credit.
Well, you wanted me to give Jaren credit.
I'm trying to get credit with G-O-D, fool, not you.
Well, you're going to have to settle for me right now.
To avoid hell where you are banishing all these folks to.
Not me. That's them.
Let's get them.
Akili, you're on. Akili, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, look, Stephen A. Smith, erase a man lying, having ass, doesn't be a platypus looking ass, man. We don't care about you, boy. You can keep your respect, man. And all these Johnny come lately, man, we Memphis. We don't bluff. We don't knees out. We've been riding solo dolo all this time. We going to keep riding solo dolo. You can get your bucket of get back smelling ass on out the way. We don't need your apology, boy. We good. Damn you, Stephen A. and everybody else. Like you said, Monica been riding with us. Perk been riding with us. All you Johnny come lately who want to jump on the train. Now, man, the train ain't got no more room for y'all. Get your ass back in standing line. That's all I got to say.
Bro, I'm with you 100. I agree. I think
he represents most of Memphis, I'll be honest with you.
Akili, appreciate the call.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you for that.
Y'all be cool, fellas.
Too,
yes,
man.
Sir. 535-3776-535-ESPN.
You're right. We don't need him.
No, we
not
don't.
Not for a damn thing.
We go to James in East Memphis. James, you're on.
Hey, Jason and John, man. How you guys doing this morning?
All What's good, up, brother? It is 1 o'clock, man. I don't know where you are in the world. It's the afternoon by now.
I know, right? Listen, man, I love your show. I listen to you guys all the time. I think the Grizzlies are playing beautiful basketball right now. Ja Morant is amazing, and the world is starting to see it. We were so lucky to get him. I came in late on the conversation. I hear everybody saying whether they accept Stephen A.'s apology or not. What exactly did he say?
He said he's been sleeping on the Grizzlies. But
he said, my apologies to the Memphis Grizzlies. I've slept on these brothers. I know Ja Morant's special, but I love their size, athleticism, depth of perimeter shooting. The team is a legitimate threat in the West. They have my attention. Do you accept his apology?
Stephen A. has a big mouth. You know, it doesn't surprise me that he said something like that because he's always saying stuff. But I do appreciate the fact that he did, was man enough to man up and apologize and recognize that the Grizzlies are, man, it's beautiful basketball. I can't believe what I'm watching.
It really is.
10-game winning streak. It's just amazing, man. It feels good. It's good to be a Grizzly fan. And, hey, man, go Grizzlies.
Hey, James, thanks for the call. Appreciate
the call, brother.
Yeah, 535-3776-535-ESPN.
He does tag Ja.
He does tag Ja. Cause
does that take anything away from the...
Yes, he's looking for like a retweet or something.
Or the next interview, right? Trying to get on the next superstar's good side. You know what I'm saying?
That was a... What's the word I'm looking for? You know, that was
get that interview on First Take with Ja. You kind of working it a little bit. Because you can do the apology without actually tagging him. Right, and you can do it if you really just mean it. Just put it out there, right?
Self-serving. That was a self-serving tweet.
If we see him with the next in-depth interview with Ja Morant,
Stephen A. self-serve.
Say,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kyle's holding it down in Bartlett. What's up, Kyle?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. I'd like to say he can take that apology to Molly Karam. He can go and take that with Jalen Rose and deal all that. We don't want him. We don't want anybody that was not rocking with us when we were not very good.
Yeah.
If you weren't rocking with us from day one, we don't want you. And with the whole Iggy thing, you know, you tell people to get over it. But here's the thing. He didn't want to rock with us. So if you don't want to be part of Memphis,
same thing.
You don't know what it's like here in Memphis. Nobody knows what it's like here in Memphis unless they live here. You know, it's kind of like the Nashville people. We don't want them either. We just want to rock Memphis all day long if you don't rock with us from day one.
But I will say this. The one thing I appreciate about Andre is that he was consistent the entire time. He wanted no parts of Memphis. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't try to act like he wanted – like, he just didn't want to be here. You know, so I respect at least that piece about him. He was very clear.
He was very clear, but we're also very clear to him that we don't want any part of him in Memphis ever again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
you, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on.
No, we do not accept the apology, and I sure hope when he has to come to Memphis – with ESPN, and he's out there getting ready, talking in his mic, that we just start playing the song. What's that trick?
We're going to do it, Charlie. Thanks for the call.
Right in his ear.
Yeah, right in his ear.
He is going to have to come. they're right.
Yeah.
Like over the next 8 to 10, brother, you're going to have to come on down.
8 to 10, yeah. No, that's true. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Brandon, who's downtown. Brandon, you're on.
Yeah, man, I hate to say it, but we're in the middle of the Bauer belt, so we got to forgive him, man.
Big man here. It's hard to do, but you. I hear you, brother.
It's hard to do, but we got to. Now, if he come out and he apologize for not wanting to be a part of the Grizzlies, we can forgive him, too. But if he don't, I love the energy we brought last night. Every time he touched the ball, we booed him. So he got to come up. Him and Stephen A. need to apologize. Just what Stephen A. did, we need Iggy to do the same thing.
Well, he is definitely not going to do that, Brandon, but I appreciate that.
You're a big man, Brandon.
Sentiment.
Appreciate that, brother. You're teaching us.
I mean, that's the thing. It's
that's
like,
right.
Again, I think there's a certain level of, like, respect on some level. Andre Iguodala did not want to be a part of the Grizzlies and is never going to apologize for not wanting to be a part of the Grizzlies. Like, he ain't going to do that, bro. You know, he got what he wanted out of the situation.
But you're telling us to move on from that without the apology.
And, yeah.
But then with Stephen A.,
I mean,
no, you don't want to be a part of it? It's some ish to you?
You try to put us
in the transfer portal to Seattle?
I don't want Andre Iguodala's apology, and I damn sure don't want Stephen A.'s. That's just where I'm at with it.
I'll let you sit on that.
Landon.
That's fair.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, listen to the show a lot, man. Appreciate you, what y'all doing. Like what y'all doing.
Thank you.
We're not accepting no apology, man. He hadn't been rolling with us since Paul Gasol left us. Man, we've been gritting and grinding since way back when they first bought the Grizzlies here. We got the FedEx for him. Man, he hadn't shown very much respect to the Tigers. Because you got to understand, man, the Tigers been, and I bleed blue. I ran track to University of Memphis. Shout out to University of Memphis men's team and women's team. He wasn't rolling with us back then. So when you get these young guys in here that are learning the culture, learning what the neighborhoods are like in Memphis, learning what the people are like in Memphis, and gaining a heart for it, like you said on the interview earlier today, man, I can't rock with the little man because he don't have the representative jersey that we got on. Mm-hmm. But then that's what makes him a superstar. He came back around and was like, man, find out that little man's information. I'm going to send him a jersey myself.
Yep.
That's what makes him a superstar. Man, shout out to Jaren Jackson, too, man, because he came out. He came in before us. He was the one that was seeing the vision before we got anybody that was trying to put the team together. And then he brought him in, made sure that he was part of the culture, and they started taking over, and we started putting the pieces together.
Hey, Leonard, appreciate the
comment.
Well
said, my man.
Okay, so,
appreciate the respect for Tripp, too, because John ain't going to get many.
So I'm going to say this. If you weren't rolling with the Grizzlies in 2017 from a national perspective, I don't blame you. You're not supposed to. They weren't doing anything. But when I feel like if you couldn't see where it was going, though, after they drafted Ja.
Which is Stephen A.
Right. Then, if you're not a relevant basketball team, you're not going to get talked about. That goes for any Charlotte, Memphis, whoever. But once they drafted Ja.
You said you had to get on the bus back then after the draft.
It was time, bro. Looking at my watch, it was time because we saw what he was doing at Murray State. Mm-hmm. The guy was electrifying, and he did transform this franchise overnight just with the sheer competitiveness, and the roster ended up falling into place right.
But even you would say this is way higher than any of us thought that they would be this season.
This quickly.
Yes.
No question.
Yes.
Ricky, you're on.
Yes, sir. What's up, John?
What's up, bro?
Man, listen, Patty Pump, you need to come to Percy Van when you're off, man. I hoop with you all the time. But anyway, this is Ricky, man. We got to stop being hypocrites. I think we should all give Stephen A. an apology. No one thought that the Grizzlies would be doing as well as they're doing. We thought at best they would be 6-seed play-in. So they've blown all of our thoughts, like, out of the water. So it's like, I understand what Stephen A. is saying. Like, I get it.
But you think
we
should apologize to him?
We don't owe him an apology, though.
No, we don't owe him an apology, but I'm just saying I accept his apology because
okay.
I'm a man of the cloth like you, Jason.
I feel you. Yep.
Yeah, man. So I gotta
accept his
apology, man. But,
yes.
Hey, I want to give all the energy to the Grizzlies and what they're doing. I really don't even want to give Stephen A. any of my energy.
I feel that.
I want to give the Grizzlies and how well they're playing, man. That's all I got.
Hey, Ricky, appreciate the
well
comment.
Well done, brother. Well said.
Yeah.
Give it to them.
So, yeah, it feels like, you know, most people don't want to. Some do. You know, feels about right. Feels about right.
Be bigger.
I don't.
Be bigger than Stephen A.
Seek out nor need validation from, you know, how many Grizzlies basketball games do we think Stephen A. Smith has watched, right?
How many has he been to?
Right. I mean, I don't think he probably.
Because that's about to increase.
He don't get Bally Sports. You know what I'm saying? Up there, probably. So, hell, we don't even get it down here. So, most of the time.
Man, why don't you just come over to DirecTV Stream and stop tripping? There is another streaming service that has Bally's.
Principle, bro.
And it's DirecTV Stream.
It's on principle.
Okay.
That's all it is. You know, fix the damn thing. That's all I ask. That's not too much. Shouldn't be too much. Anyway, we'll come back. Brian Windhorst is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, get his thoughts on what they're doing, their run, Ja Morant, MVP, all that when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, basking in the afterglow of win number 10 in a row for the Memphis Grizzlies against the Golden State Warriors. Brian Windhorst covers the NBA for ESPN. He joins us now. Brian, how far are you willing to go today about these Memphis Grizzlies?
Tell you what, you know, we have a power rankings that we do every week. I don't actually participate in the rankings, but I was looking at some of the messaging about it between the guys who do. And there's a couple people that had the Grizzlies ranked number one in the power ranking. I mean, I know there's like a bunch of different people who do power rankings, but it's interesting to watch the what people are either debating it. And the fact that they're here right now, forget about where they actually are, forget about, you know, where they may end up. I mean, considering the fact that the injuries that they've had, you know, and to be honest, like, I know Jaren was playing the first 6 weeks, but he was practically still injured. And then Ja goes down, and now, you know, Dylan's down, and then, you know, waves of COVID, and the coach is out, and they've just handled all of it. When you can do that, you know, to me, a sign of a good team is what's your margin for error? What, you know, because that's what's going to happen in a playoff series. Things don't go well. Guys have bad games. Guys get in foul trouble. Guys sprain their ankle. You have games where you can't hit a shot. You know, can you win a game on defense? Can your seventh man step up and score 7 points in a big third quarter run? You know, these are the things. And when you look at that, the Grizzlies have demonstrated a wide margin for error. And, you know, there's a lot of things you got to have to win at the highest level, but their wide margin for error is something that's been incredibly impressive to me, as well as their improved defense. I think the last time we talked, guys, it was early December. I was just like, I can't believe the Memphis Grizzlies, who have been one of the better defensive teams in the league, they were like 29th or 28th or something. And I was like, what's going on here? Well, they got their house in order there. They were the best defensive team in the league in December. And I think they're in the top five so far in January. And as much as anything else, they defend. And when you defend and get and have resilience, you know, your opportunities open up dramatically.
Brian, when you watch them, when you talk to others around the league, I guess that's what we're trying to figure out is who deserves the most credit. You can point to Ja, and obviously, I mean, you got a superstar, a guy that's budding, blossoming, and before our eyes, and it feels like a lot like Derrick Rose for the Bulls back, especially that third season when Derrick made that big leap. But you just nailed it. It's, you know, they're 11-2, I think, is the record when Ja is out. Like, it's the depth. It's the guy that steps up because the other guy is out. Who deserves the most? Does it go all the way up to Kleiman? How much of it goes to Taylor Jenkins? How do you sort of divvy out the credit?
Well, you know, the one thing about the Grizzlies franchise is they've always done a really good job of setting culture. And the culture has changed, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years. But they've done a good job of that. And, you know, there's a culture that exists there. And, you know, it's everybody is responsible for it. Ja is responsible, Taylor, Zach, you know, the other, you know, veterans on the team. I mean, Tyus Jones, I mean, his overall numbers don't necessarily support it, but he's had a number of games this year where he's just been awesome, like way better than his numbers look. And so they have a culture of not accepting excuses. And I got to tell you, I've covered the NBA for almost 20 years. And there are teams that will settle for excuses, and there are teams that don't. The Miami Heat are a classic team they don't settle for excuses. Now, there are some years where they don't get it done, and it's just, you know, they've had bad luck. You know, Chris Bosh loses his career. They could have pointed to that as to why their reset after LeBron failed. But you know, they owned it, and they always owned it. They're a no-excuse team. And the Grizzlies are developing into a no-excuse team. And, you know, sometimes if you don't have your best players and you don't have your best game and you lose, that's reality. But when they have setbacks dealt to them, they, you know, and they've had some bad luck, for sure. They don't, you know, pout as a team about it. They handle their business, and it's admirable. It's really fun to watch them. You know, I watched that game with them in Cleveland last week.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely fun game to watch. And I just love the way the Grizzlies play. And I love their mentality. And they are definitely a team. You know, the Warriors captured the nation's attention because of their style of play, because of the beauty that they play on offense. The Grizzlies don't quite have that star power, and they don't play with the same aesthetic beauty. But as far as enjoyment of watching them play, they're as enjoyable of, you know, they're, you know, a team on League Pass. You have to watch them on League Pass because they're barely on national television.
Mm-hmm.
They're a team that's really fun to watch. And that, again, it comes from a culture.
You mentioned national television. I just, have they reached a point, Brian, where you're talking about the Grizzlies on a Christmas Day, you know, slate next season, perhaps? Are they getting to that point where they're, you know, one of the league's best attractions? What do you think? Maybe.
Ja is, yeah. I mean, they have to be. I mean, I got to.
Gotta be, right?
I'm from Cleveland, okay? And so I am completely eyes open, well aware of what it's like to live in a mid to small market.
Yep.
Okay, I'm very sensitive to that. And I, in a company where I see the numbers and understand the internal conversations about the big market. My eyes are completely open to that. A bad game involving the Knicks will almost always be better than a great game involving the Grizzlies. Okay? That year where the Grizzlies played the Spurs in the Western Conference Finals and it was a sweep was one of the most devastating television series for ESPN in my tenure there of 12 years. Because of the market size and the short game. So I am completely aware. Like, it's not like my bosses sit there when they pick games and are like, let's screw Memphis. It's just a numbers game. So I get it when the season starts and the Grizzlies aren't loaded on the schedule. But Ja Morant, there isn't a game that Ja plays where there isn't something that you might see that'll drop your jaw. And that was one of the things about LeBron early in his career. I would always say, if you come see LeBron play, he will do something that you will have a memory for. It might happen in pregame warm-ups. It might happen on defense in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But he will do something that you will talk about for a while. And Ja is reaching that stage where just in the last month, the two game-winning shots that he hit in Phoenix and in Cleveland, those were some of the highest difficulty shots that I could ever imagine, and they were both done on the road with quality victories, like, what, 7-8 days apart?
Yeah.
I mean, in Cleveland, his toe is like a centimeter off the ground when he releases that shot. And then, of course, he has the block the other night. Those are three plays just in the last few weeks that we should make the season highlight reel. So I would just say that when you wager on a game, putting it on national television, Ja is becoming a safe wager to want to see. And because I've been around for a while, I just hope that he stays healthy. That's my big concern, that he stays healthy. Because the thing, like, I always remember Brooklyn when he sprained his ankle. It was a bad break because, you know, people fall on ankles every day. Basketball is a sport of sprained ankles. It's the nature of the game. But the The reason that was such a scary injury is because he jumped like 12 feet in the air to defend the shot. And so when he came down, I think it was on TLC's foot or somebody, he came down from like this preposterous angle because his athleticism is so freaking crazy. And so I just get a little bit worried about that. But that's just me being me. From an absolute watch standpoint, he's demanding more attention.
Yeah, Jai is one of few guys where when he is in when he's in open space, it sort of freezes time. Like you just feel like something amazing is about to happen, and there's only, you know, a few guys in the NBA that you feel that way for, and I think Jai has sort of put himself in that conversation. In terms of the future of this team, Brian, you know, obviously Ja's going to get the majority of the love, and he should, because he was amazing and he's been amazing all year long. But, you know, just as important to that win last night and all of what the Grizzlies have done this season has been the depth, right? And I think the face of that, Desmond Bane, but also Tyus Jones, who hit two straight three-pointers last night to really seal the game and put it just out of reach for the Warriors, 17-8-6. They have a decision to make on him, but he's been so good for them. Certainly feels like the best backup point guard in the league. Is there any way you think he's a guy they could keep and he would take? Like, what do you just think about situations like that and decisions like Tyus Jones coming up for the Grizzlies front office?
Yeah, so for their sort of medium-term decision-making, they got a couple of things. First off, I think they've got – they have three first-round picks this year.
I think they – they yes, they could. They have two at least. Maybe they could have three. Yeah, up to three,
okay.
I think.
All right, so they have cap space coming up a little bit, and so the first thing they got to decide is so they draft really, really well. That's one of the things that Zach and his staff has done. They draft really well. So a team that drafts really well, you want three first round picks, but then you have to consider with where this team is at right now, especially when maybe you could push those picks back, either trade them for future picks or and leave yourself with some more cap space if you want to play into the market, if there's a free agent that you want. Because obviously they have, I think Brandon Clark is a restricted free agent. Or no, they have Clark, they have Kyle Anderson, they have Tyus. They could keep all those guys. Or they could go into the market and see what they can get. I think if they play their cards right, I think they can get up to around $20 million in space. That's not going to land you James Harden, but it could be aggressive. Although, I don't think the Grizzlies are the last time they played in free agency, it blew up in their face.
Yep.
So I'm okay with them not. But that's just a path that they can look at. And then the other path they can look at is do they want to flip these first, either into a player now to help this run. Or do they want to go ahead and draft and bring in some more young guys? Because even Zaire Williams, the guy they got last year, he had a great game last night. They really know how to draft, so they've got some medium term decisions to make. But they're only going to have cap space. Their shot at cap space is this year because obviously they're going to sign Ja, and Ja's money will kick in after next year, and so the cap space window is this summer. And so I'm sure that Zach and his front office team, Rich Cho and those guys, Glenn Grunwald and those guys, are looking at what are our options in free agency. We want to make a trade now with someone like, because you could take one of those expiring contracts and one of those picks, and you could really go hunting. You really could. And that's a decision that's definitely going to be talked about over the next month, I'm sure.
Do you see a road, Brian? I wonder if it just feels like it gets more clear and clear every day in terms of trying to see it. Where in 3 to 4 years, I mean, you're talking Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson are 22 right now. Where, you know, Steph Curry is much older, obviously. Chris Paul is older, obviously, with Phoenix. Perhaps he's gone at that point. To where, you know, with the way they're built now, the Grizzlies are the team that's at the top of the West and the team that everybody's shooting at?
So, you know, the toughest thing to do is to go from the fourth or fifth best team to the first or second best.
Okay, yep.
And I had a long chat with Masai Ujiri about this exact thing. So he was talking about the decision, and he's talked about this a lot, but he was talking about the decision to go all in on Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
And, you know, they had gone to the conference finals the year before, And I think even before that, they had won their division several years in a row. They went to the second round, and then they went to the conference finals. And I remember him saying to me, he was like, you know, when we went to the conference finals, I was like, we have a really good team. I built a really good team here. We've got a real shot at it. And then LeBron laughed them out, 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 year it was 4-2, but it wasn't really that close. And he's like, I realized, what it takes to get to that level, to really try to win it, you've got to go for it. And, so that is the tough decision. Now, it looks like, Bane is taking this step. And, you talked about Ja in year three. Well, next year will be Bane's year three. And maybe Bane keeps going. And maybe Bane is that third guy. And, I mean, I was worried about Jaren. I really believed in Jaren, but I was worried still in the season, man. And now Jaren is coming on. And, I was just watching him last night. He's really gotten stronger. He's a lot bigger through the chest and arms. He's like, you can really tell when he's put in the work. But they may need another big-time player. And I'm not saying – I mean, they've got a number one. But I'm saying they may need another big-time player. And that's what I talk about. Like, that's the thing that Masai – and I'm not saying they got to go get a Kawhi Leonard. But Masai was like, look, if we're going to do this, we've got to press the gas down. We got to go. And so picking your spot on where to go. That's what the Suns did. The Suns were like, look, we're – they believe they were a playoff team, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but they won seven in a row in the bubble. And they said, okay, we're an edge team.
Yep.
How do we get to the next level? Well, they went out and they made their swing. And look at them now.
That's true.
So the Grizzlies might have to look at something like that. And I don't know who that player is necessarily.
Right.
And I don't know if that's something that happens now or happens in a year or happens in 2 years. But I'm telling you, obviously from drafting number two overall, to like the four seed in 2+ years, 3 years, that's great work. Like, they've done a great job. Like, you take your hat off and say congratulations. But for you to get up there and say, we think we might be able to play into late May or June, it takes that extra layer. And that extra layer is harder than anybody knows until they actually have to do it.
We're talking to Brian Windhorst, covers the NBA for ESPN. This particular season, Brian, as we've all seen, has basically beaten LeBron down into becoming a crotchety old man to the point where he's like, get off my lawn, Grizzlies. Don't talk trash to me. We don't do that in the NBA. What is this salvageable to whatever degree it could be? I mean, this is a franchise that obviously has title hopes. They go out, they get Russell Westbrook. Is this salvageable to any degree for LeBron this season in the Lakers?
Let me tell you what that was about. About the Grizzlies knowing they were better than the Lakers. They know they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Lakers and LeBron knowing it.
Realization, right?
I talk about this all the time, and times it's frustrated people in Memphis. But the Lakers, not on this TV deal, but on the last TV deal that the Grizzlies had locally, the Lakers made more in a week than the Grizzlies made in the season on their local TV deal. And I would often talk about that in interviews to highlight the disparity in the NBA. In an alleged salary cap league where there's a possibility of all teams, having a chance like the NFL, it's not really true. Because the Grizzlies, compete nowhere in the same stratosphere monetarily as the Lakers. But you know what? Go back and look at the last decade. The Grizzlies have beaten the Lakers almost every year. Now, the Lakers have titles. The Grizzlies don't. So, at the end of the day, they have those stars on the court. And you can't take that away. And they won one a couple years ago. But the fact that the Grizzlies can routinely beat the Lakers, and they have over the last decade, it says something about the organization. And so I always think that that's sort of the real David and Goliath of the NBA. Although, as I've said to you guys, Robert Parra is now one of the richest owners.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Parra's net worth today will probably vacillate, just in today's stock prices, will vacillate more than Jeannie Buss has ever seen. Okay? So, the Grizzlies do have this money now that exists, and we'll see how that plays out. But The Lakers can't buy their way out of their decision-making. And they put themselves in a decision where they rely on LeBron to do everything. And this is exactly what LeBron was trying to avoid at this stage of his career. Because that's what happened in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. After Kyrie left, LeBron had to exhaust himself that last year in Cleveland. He played 82 games, guys. He played 82 games in all games in the playoffs. And he was exhausted. And he's like, I can't make it to 40 years old in this league and wait and play with my son if I've got to work this hard. So I'm going to come to L.A. where I can get guys, and I'm going to get, you know, he thought Russell Westbrook would lighten the load. He's never carried a bigger load than having to play center, and he's playing great. Yeah. So, you know, I just think, though, you know, he's built like a tank, but you keep playing him in this position and asking for so much, you're asking for trouble. And the thing about it is, guys, they're basically a 500 team. I mean, maybe they crawled a little over it because they played well recently. They're basically a 500 team. They have the hardest schedule left.
Oof.
So, I mean, you know, do your own arithmetic there. I mean, they do have, because they have LeBron and because AD is going to come back and get healthy, you know, they have the, you know, is there an ingredient for them to go win 16 playoff games? Of course. But you look at the hand that they're holding, a hand that they drew themselves, and it's not the hand of a team that threatens for a championship.
Yeah. Last thing, Brian, we certainly appreciate your time. Ja Morant, can all-star starter? I'll ask it this way. How do you think he'll do in the media and peer, you know, player vote? We saw where, you know, after that first batch, he's about 100,000 behind Luka. You figure one of those spots is definitely going to be Steph, right? Can he pass Luka? What do you think Ja can do there in terms of being an all-star starter?
Well, nobody can, you know, right now I cannot imagine putting Luka on my ballot ahead of Ja.
Good.
I can't do it.
Good.
You know, I think Ja has pretty routinely impressed his peers. Now, I got to tell you guys, the player vote, sometimes I see what the players are doing and I respect it. And sometimes I see what the players are doing and I think they're out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's a vote that's shared amongst the fans, the media, and the players, because they're meant to sort of be a check and balance on each other. Because remember, the fans who manipulated the voting almost got Zaza Pachulia in as a starter,
yeah,
4 or 5 years ago. And so I know that a lot of people, you know, don't, you know, they rip the media voting or whatever, and that's fine. But the media is there to kind of to try to balance things out.
Right.
And so I have to believe that most media are going to put Ja up there ahead of Luka, at least at this point.
Well, that would be welcome news here, certainly in Memphis. If you do run into any of the decision makers, Brian, in terms of the television schedule, let them know how different the style of play in Memphis is from 2030. I mean, it'd be a different experience for the viewing audience. It wouldn't be Grizz Spurs. You know, they play a little different now. It'd be more fun. So if you do run into them, please let them know.
Yeah, this grit and grind is, I mean, they have some of the same aspects of it, but I don't remember Mike Conley and Tony Allen jumping to the top of the backboard to block a shot.
Exactly.
It is a little bit of a different, and nobody ran their mouth like Desmond Danger.
Exactly.
So I'm all for it, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, appreciate the time, brother, as always, man. Thank you. Yep, he is Brian Windhorst, covers NBA for ESP. And, yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand if you're a decision maker and you're sort of basing it on what you think you know about the Grizzlies, mm-hmm, of the past. Mm-hmm. But I implore you, watch them one game now. They're electrifying.
What? The difference is, and you can hear it there, it's not just the small market that's watching anymore.
Yep.
It's the country that's going to tune in to watch Ja Morant. When you've got the superstar,
no doubt,
it transcends and trumps the small market argument. I think that's the difference now. And to the point that you make, you're playing a different style. That
yeah, you don't have to be this great appreciator of basketball to enjoy watching these Grizzlies.
Exactly.
You just have to, you know what I mean? Like,
he's a tractor beam. He's pulling everybody.
Do you like dunks? Do you like lobs? Do you like you know, crazy, ridiculous blocks and passes? Yeah, you're going to enjoy watching the Memphis Grizzlies play basketball. So I do think you will see that reflected next season.
I do too.
You know, and we'll see what happens in terms of the run and stuff this year. But, yeah, I think that's already baked into next year. All right, thanks to Brian Winters for joining us. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But look,
Think shipping. Think shoes and apparel. Think tools. Think medical, healthcare. These are the best of the best companies in Memphis.
Yep, and you're getting better hourly pay than what you're getting right now. You'll get a better workplace environment than what you've got right now with these best companies, even professional service positions with these companies. All you got to do is start with one place, real simple, Millennium Search. Their incredible team over there is going to get to know you. More importantly, the skills you possess. They're going to take you and those skills and put it in the best place that's for you. All you got to do is get to the website.
Yep, that's jobswiththebest.com. Hey, jobswiththebest.com. We have not talked about it as Memphis is taking on UCF tonight. Last night, Alabama played Auburn, ranked matchup, top 25 matchup. Sadly, for the Tigers, Alabama lost.
Yep.
And so they are almost certainly going to fall out of the top 25. They're barely hanging on right now, right?
That Auburn team is sixth at KenPom, but to your point, it was at home.
Just the way it works, right?
And it was at home, so there's a good chance you'll – what were they, 24th?
They're 24th, yeah. Now they're sitting here at 11-5.
It's two losses in a row.
What have we learned? What have we learned about Bruce Pearl? Don't you ever bet against that dude in a rivalry
game.
It's
weird.
That dude is going to win a rivalry game. If it's like Memphis, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, Bruce is going to get that team ready to go now.
They've won 12 in a row. They're 15-1, Auburn is now.
I don't know who Auburn has next.
Ole Miss, by the way.
That's the one you got to watch out
for. You see my man Matthew Morrell?
Yeah, he's killing
it. Starting to get it. Starting to get it.
Yeah, like that might be the letdown for Bruce Pearl's team because he gets them always ready for the rivalry game.
It's down in Oxford, so
on
Saturday.
Yeah, not a great development for the Tigers. Go out and win. Take care of business. That's all you can control. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Brian Winters for joining us, and thanks to Mark Giannotto for joining us as well. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.